welcome to Sports Life Talk.
Hey, yeah.
Cause this is Sports Life Talk.
Hey, hey.
You rockin' with Sports Life Talk.
Sports Life Talk.
Hot topics, yeah, with Sports, yeah, Life Talk.
Come
so come and get you some Sports Life Talk. They let us in the game, now we callin' the shots. Hey. Things will never be the same, so forget, yeah, what you thought. Yeah. Cause life without sports ain't nothing but talk. Here we go now, finally a show that makes your heart pound profound. Wonder what's running up through your thoughts now. About to drown our podcast, that be watered down. Tell them clowns it's a new era, and it's starting now. Five total strangers, the five power rangers, approaching Sports Life Talk from five different angles. Get ready for the change up. We done turned the flame up. The topics that we bring up, we about to blow this thing up. Yeah, let's get it cracking. KT the head coach of Miss Manhattan. Gemini Jones holds the throne, she be calling them out. Mr. United Surgeon B. Jones, the mouth of the South. From the clever athlete to the yeet of the week. We got what you need. We dropping what's hot in the streets. From copping new sneaks to locals popping, doing big things. We'll gossip and tea. Let Kimberly pull you a dream. Sports Life Talk. Who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening. Let the show begin. Sports Life Talk. Who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening. Now let the show begin.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Sports Life Talk, where life without sports is just talk. It is Wednesday, March 20th. We are just moving right along this year. Y'all, before we get started, I just want y'all to know Gemini Jones is a little upset right now. I'm a little perturbed.
Okay? Whoa. We didn't discuss none of this backstage, but we get live and all of a sudden some feelings got to be aired out. Okay. All right.
So I rushed home. I did not go to the little community meeting. I rushed home from running errands to make a salad, right? I had this bomb salad. It was going to have chicken. It was going to have strawberries. It was going to have almonds and feta cheese and balsamic dressing, right? My mouth was like ready, right? So I went to the Walmart and got the ingredients, got the salad, got the strawberries, got everything on Sunday. So I'm ready to eat strawberries all chopped up, chicken cooked, pull out my feta cheese, waste half of it on the floor, but that's okay because there's still some left. I pull out the salad, y'all, it's brown. I just bought the salad Sunday. So now after the show, I got to run back to Walmart at 9 something to go get some salad because, and the date on the salad, mind you, says the 25th. So I think I'm gonna have to have a conversation with Walmart. I think I'm gonna take the salad back up there and tell y'all need to give me a replacement salad because today is only the 20th and I have to go back up there at 9 something at night to get my salad.
So and it's time and your gas. I mean they cost you extras, but all of that long way of just saying that you cranky, you need a Snicker bar, you hungry right now, you gonna be a diva all night.
Yeah.
Because you ain't ate nothing.
Yeah, I just want y'all to know already. So KT. Well,
that's what we need tonight. We don't need that. Hi, I'm Gemini Jones. This is Sports Life Talk Live, where all that we need. This is what we need, Gemini. Come on.
Angry about her salad, Jim.
Hangry Jim. That's what I am. Hangry Jim tonight. But I got a little wine, just a little bit. So anyway, outside of that, y'all, again, it's Wednesday, the 20th. We are all here this evening with y'all. B. Jones, how you feeling this evening?
Man, I'm living lovely. You know, it's time for the big dance. It's March Madness. And we're going to have some March Madness on the show. I'm super excited about tonight. So make sure if y'all are watching this right now, let's get the chat popping. Let's get this show going. Make sure y'all sharing this out. Today was supposed to be Bring a Friend to Work Day. So y'all make sure y'all share this joint out so we can get this thing cranking.
All right, let's go. KD, how are you?
I'm good. So I was actually wanting a salad too. I kind of wanted something with spinach and like some grilled shrimp and I don't know, maybe like some champagne vinaigrette. But I settled for Chick-fil-A's spicy Southwest salad.
Oh, that salad goes hard.
They salads go hard.
I was about to say, I like some Chick-fil-A salad. They could do a good salad. So
$125, but you know what? It's good.
Yes, it was really good. It was so spicy. It was just what I needed. It made my nose run. And then
pepitas. You put those in there too?
I do. Yeah, I put everything in it, and then I take like. I never eat the tomatoes that come in it, but today I took three out and then I ate one. So Okay. Shout out to me for eating the tomato. And then I got my wine tonight because it's a wine down kind of week.
That's a whole big old glass, too.
Yeah, yeah, they ain't a normal glass there. You might just get the bottle and drink out of it.
That's a super size.
Yeah, so super size the wine, please.
All right, KT, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Gemini. You're on the show. Is this like 3 weeks in a row or 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks.
Yeah, we've all been here. I should know. You wouldn't hear one of the weeks. Never mind. But it's been 2 weeks in a row. I'm hoping we can keep going.
I have video coming up.
B. Jones, how you feeling, brother? I'm so sick of her.
Man, I'm doing pretty good. We got people tuning in, and I don't know. I'm kind of excited about tonight. I'm a little anxious and nervous. I'm ready to get this thing cranking. Let's go.
Are you okay? Well, let's go. All right. This is episode 217, entitled "The First Lady of Basketball." And as you know, all month we are honoring outrageous, outstanding women.
Some of them outrageous too. Yeah.
That wine already didn't kick in.
No, it's that hangriness that got me messing up my words. But tonight's show is dedicated to Viola Palmer. Violet. I'm sorry, Lord.
You know what? Anything we're reading, you just host. We gonna read.
Okay, all right. KD, give me the reads.
Violet Palmer is a trailblazing figure in American basketball history. Renowned as the first female official to achieve the highest competitive tier in any major U.S. professional sports league. Prior to her illustrious officiating career, Palmer also excelled as a member of two NCAA Division II women's championship basketball teams. Notably, she made history as the first woman to officiate an NBA playoff game, marking a significant milestone in sports history during the April 25th, 2006 match between the Indiana Pacers and the New Jersey Nets. Throughout her tenure in the NBA, Palmer distinguished herself with uniform number 12 before retiring from officiating in 2016, leaving behind a lasting legacy of excellence and paving the way for future generations of female referees.
All right, awesome. I don't know if running up and down, I'd be so distracted. sweating, men looking all good and stuff. I'd be like, ooh, technical foul, baby. All right.
What you call a technical foul, baby? You're just too fine.
It's too fine. It's against the rules, honey. God. especially if when she was officiating during the Kobe years. I wouldn't have been no good that game, any of them games. Just, I would have been staring at him the whole time. But anyway, all right, B. Jones, give me some trivia.
All right. So as y'all heard, Violet was one of the first to make it to the top level. But finding out that when she got hired to the NBA, she was one of two female referees to cross the gender line. So give me the name of the other female referee that became an official and for the NBA at the same time as Violet Palmer. Both of their names are synonymous. It's a really cool story y'all should check out. So be the first person to give me that and earn a Sports Life Talk t-shirt.
All right. Awesome. 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 So if you know the answer, then hit us up in the chat and we may see. Speaking of, we got some new merch kind of coming on the way. So we're going to upgrade a little bit. So we give us a little time. Maybe this summer we'll be, you know, debuting some new stuff. But if you don't have a t-shirt from us, then, you know, hopefully you can get one. All right. It is time for the Playmaker segment. And if you've been following us for a while, and if you join us for the first time, you might know that the guys work really hard behind the scenes to induct new people into the Sports Life Talk family. So, KT, what's been going on lately, sir?
Now, Cool Kev, I know you've been waiting, man. Goodness, we got to get you a shirt. We might have to get you a jacket. That's how long you've been waiting. But Jim and I, on Sunday, B. Jones and I, we got a chance to check out a new league. Well, it's not new, but it's in Dallas. It's called, what's the name of the league? She got Game League.
She got Game League, yes.
She got Game League. So we know the owner. We know the commissioner. We went out there. Very dope product. So if any women out there that want to play, not you, Gemini, please reach out to that league, because I mean, it's a Dallas Christian college that you can actually play basketball. So make sure you go out there. Show them. B. Jones, you take over, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this, and surprisingly, not only are they trying to get they already got some WNBA talents that have committed. But what's crazy is you get in there, and it's a lot of local legends. I'm talking about some of these players were all city, all region, and even some of them were professional hoopers overseas, and now they came back. So when we talk about Oklahoma State and a lot of these major colleges, these young ladies have put it in, and now they just kind of, I guess, stand in shape. But it was highly competitive and some really, really, really great basketball. And I can only imagine they're going to run for another 7 weeks. So can't wait to see because they probably was a little bit out of shape for the week one. I can't wait to see what, as they get in better shape and the competitive spirits start flowing and the team start gelling, it's going to be an amazing product. And then I also, on the side note, they had some brisket out there, KT. They had the barbecue truck out there. The commentator was doing it. It's a fun show. So we hope to see y'all out there at Dallas Christian College on Sunday. The event started at 3:00 every Sunday. They run three games, 3:00, 4:00, and 5:00.
Okay, I'll be at the 3:00 game. What should I wear? What y'all think I should wear?
A Sports Life Talk hoodie.
Attire.
No. I mean, to play. Like, who do I get a jersey from?
Oh, Lord.
Get you a Sports Life Talk shirt and wear it on the sidelines.
Yeah.
You
telling us what?
I think I have it in me. I think what the problem was is that I was underdeveloped as a teenager. And so now that I'm older, just a little bit, I think that I can really make something happen. Like, I think I can live out my hoop dreams.
Now, Gemini, I don't know too many people after, 45 that discover they can hoop. So, I'm just saying.
It's a little late in the game.
Maybe you could, but if you do that, get out there and hoop, don't wear anything Sports Life Talk related.
Yeah. Leave us out of it.
You know what? You know, I thought you guys were my KD. I see you quiet down there. It's okay.
Cause she like, I ain't getting in there.
I was gonna say, I'll be there to cheer you on.
KD, no, Ms. Manhattan, don't you do that. No, you're not cheering her on. No.
You are my brothers. I thought that you guys would be like, yes, Gemini, we really want you to pursue this. I think it would be great for you, and I think this would be great for the podcast. But you know what? I'm going to shut down the haters. I'll see y'all on Sunday at 3:00. Matter of fact,
Gemini, let me say this. Would you rather us tell you a lie or be your real brothers and tell you the truth?
Y'all haven't even seen me hoop. So,
we saw one picture where we think the ball touched the glass. We don't know.
You know what? I'll see y'all at 2:30 because I'm going to need to stretch and warm up. Okay. Anyway. All right. So, B. Jones, do we have a local athlete?
Yeah, we got a local athlete. Now, there was an article in the Sports Day, Dallas newspaper, that talked about there's a handful of amazing talent that's going to be competing, boys and girls, in the March Madness brackets on both sides of the play. But I want to send a specific shout out to a young lady named Sarah Andrews, who's a guard. She graduated from Irving MacArthur, and she is playing for the number 5 seed Baylor. She's one of the best players in the country, just an absolute dog, and I just want to show her some love. So, and as far as our athletes unlimited spotlight, I'm just gonna keep it going, Gemini, so you ain't gotta tee me up or nothing like that. But Alicia Gray is still leading the leaderboard. I think this is gonna be the final week of Athletes Unlimited. So if you didn't get a chance to get out there, this is the last weekend that you'll be able to check them out before the WNBA season gets kicked off. But Alicia Gray has a big lead on her competition. She has 5,667 points, 800 points in front of Odyssey Sims, who is a fan favorite right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth community. But I also want to acknowledge a special player this week named Rebecca Harris. She is playing. So one thing people don't know is when you play for Athletes Unlimited, part of what they're doing is they're raising money for a charity. So they're not just playing for themselves to get money, but they're also raising money for a charity. And Rebecca Harris, who is a friend of the program, she is committed to coming on the You Got Next platform. So y'all stay tuned for that one. But she's playing for the Gunthy J. Jackson Charitable Foundation. So I thought that was super cool. Hopefully when she gets on the show, she'll tell us a little bit more about the Gunthy Jackson Foundation. But shout out to Rebecca Harris and congratulations to Alicia Gray. I don't see anybody catching her this season, so I got a feeling next Wednesday night we'll be crowning her the champion of the 2024 AAU season.
All right, awesome. So, KD, before I go, do you have a local business that you want to shout out?
I don't.
Okay. So, I guess this is a shout out. Y'all know how I do. I give real critique. So Saturday was my granddaughter's birthday party, and I gave my mom, it was a lot going on, so I gave my mom and dad my credit card and said, hey, order some pizza, order some wings, right? So, of course, we got Wingstop, and then we ordered from Mr. Jim's Pizza, right? I don't know. Have you guys ever had a little Mr. Jim's? It's not very many of them, but, you know, it's a few. And so I was like, cool, this pizza's great. They ordered 5 pizzas, y'all. Cool, no problem. So the next day, I go look at my bank statement or my Chase account, and my mama spent $118 on pizza. Now, I'm going to go back and say that my mama ordered 5 pizzas.
So first,
about right by $20 a pizza.
Yeah, but
with tax.
I'm with Gemini on that one. Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Papa John's got too many coupons for you to be charging $120 for 5. I mean, we still talking about dough and marinara and pepperonis. So
let me be clear, they were not specialty. I had 2 regular pepperonis. That's it. There was no specialty. There was no nothing. And I'm just like, but let me shout out to Mr. Jim's because the pizza was good, but Mr. Jim's, I need y'all to put some coupons out somewhere for somebody. Or if you saw that the sister was only ordering 5 pizzas, you should have gave me a discount or something because you knew I was having a party. But shout out to Mr. Jim's because your pizza is really, really good. But hey, I'm going to need y'all to do a little bit better. Also, there's a new business that I have not frequented yet, but I do want to make you guys aware of. So did you know that McDonald's has like a specialty drink store that has come to the DFW area? Is called Cosmic. And they have like drinks and like specialty sandwiches and stuff. It is in Richardson, is where the old Bahama Bucks used to be on Preston and Campbell. So if you get a chance to check it out before I do, go by there and let us know. But I will be sliding by there this weekend to pick up one of them good looking drinks. Not like alcoholic drinks, but like delicious looking good drinks. A whole lot of calories. Let's just put it like that. Look like a lot of calories in a cup. But you know, so is mine. So anyway.
KT, put down on the minutes for the next meeting that we got to discuss the local business. She just ripped Jim's. We got to learn how to get the local business.
I'm just saying, hey, Jim's gives the real. If you go order 5 pizzas from Mr. Jim, ask him if they got.
I know we going to take the local business duties from her because she keep it too real. These folks.
Hey, so what's the one pizza place where you go there and you actually got to put the pizza in the oven?
Is that Blaze?
Oh no! I know what you're talking about. It's a take home pizza.
Murphy. Yeah, I'm like
Murphy's
pizza. Murphy's Pizza. I'm like, what's the point? Me driving to pick the pizza up. I gotta take it home. I gotta warm it up. That makes absolutely no sense.
It's just like you can go to Walmart for that. Walmart got the little take. I mean, Aaron, you can just go buy DiGiorno's if you go. I never understood Papa Murphy's or whatever it's called, but
yeah, Papa Murphy's. That's it.
It's a breakfast spot somewhere in Texas too, where you sit there and you make your own breakfast. Something like that's the dumbest idea too.
No, wait a minute. You got to remember some of these things are about experience. Now, I don't see what the purpose of going to get a pizza, taking it
back. Same thing as getting a pizza. I can make pancakes and eggs and
But if you're sitting there with good company, you are having a conversation. It's about the experience. Just like you go to Korean barbecue, they bring you the meat and they got the little thing out there on the thing and you cooking your meat and you eating it.
I don't want to do that.
The chocolate fondue place where they got all the different chocolates and they got the little bowl. It's like a dipping. Oh, y'all lame.
How about this? Okay, Gemini, B. Jones, KD, if y'all want to come to my house, we can make breakfast and just eat at the bar.
No,
and
he's driving all the way over there to make breakfast.
It ain't the same, KT.
Yes, it is. I ain't going. I gotta pay you for me to cook.
Walmart pizza is good. I just want to point out to Cool Kev, Walmart pizza is good to me.
Walmart like, pizza is off the chain.
It go hard in the paint. Let me tell you.
Wait, hold up. You like Walmart pizza?
Yes. I don't know how they do it. Like, that's
the I'm talking about Gemini. I know you may like it. Gemini, I know she like anything Walmart.
I like the thin crust. The meat lovers, it's a thin crust, and I like to dip it in a little ranch because I'm just that girl. So, yes.
No, you got to eat pizza with ranch.
Yeah.
Gross.
Required.
That's because you don't like stuff like that, B. Stop. Before I eat ranch. Come on.
You don't eat ranch at all, B?
No.
Hell no. Like, I ain't eating no ranch. I ain't eating no sour cream.
Yeah.
I ain't eating no blue cheese dressing. You can have at it. You keep it. That is gross.
What if it's like Chipotle ranch and it's orange?
No, I don't even want pink ranch. I don't want pink ranch. I don't want red ranch. You can throw all the colors in ranch is nasty. Stop.
No, yeah.
I'm not doing blue cheese. I don't mess with blue cheese.
It has a very tart taste.
Blue cheese. I put buffalo sauce on my pieces. I don't know if anybody out there do that. Y'all ever tried that? Get a pepperoni pizza and get the wing sauce and dip that wing. Hey, it's...
But thank y'all for telling me because I think I'm going to add pizza to my Walmart list since I got to go tonight. I'm going to have to go and get me one of them little pizzas.
Go by Papa Murphy's, get one of theirs so you can put it in the oven since y'all like doing stuff like that.
All right, Katie, do you have a woman that we crushing on this week?
Yes, the Women Crush Wednesday is Kelly Rowland. So she was just recently featured in Mea Culpa on Netflix. And y'all, if y'all haven't seen this movie, just go see it. Put it on mute just to look at her. And ladies and him too. But
Is the movie not good? Why are we putting it on mute?
I didn't think the movie was that bad. People ripped it to shreds. I think people just went in knowing it was Tyler Perry. It wasn't that bad to me. It wasn't. It was a Netflix movie.
It was a Netflix Tyler Perry movie.
If I had gone to the movies, that'd be different. But a Netflix movie, I ain't mad.
Oh, because Netflix charged too much for they moving that issue. Netflix getting me for like $28 now a month after taxes.
That's your bad. That's your bad.
I got the 4K plan and it's like $24 plus tax. Yeah, so no, Netflix need to bring, come on with the, come on. But Kelly Rowland. I want to be your motivation. Hey, that's that Kelly Rowland, I know.
Yeah, so we need to do a slideshow for her. So we might show y'all next week, but. That woman looks amazing. Like currently, she looks amazing.
Hey, what is the movie about? What is the movie about, Gemini?
The movie is about her representing a guy on trial for murder, and they get entangled.
Yeah, and it's basically it's basically a setup by political people.
Now, why you tell the you wasn't supposed to tell all that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So,
hold up. He already had a movie like that. What, Daddy's Girls? With Gabrielle Union and Idris Elba? No. She was representing him? She was representing him. I'm saying the
lawyer falling in love with
this is a lot different. That part, yes. But
that's all I was saying, that part, not the whole movie.
This is different. Yeah. All right, y'all. So, it is time for the kickoff question. So last week, I let everyone know that I had played the lottery when they had the, I forgot what it was up to. And I'm looking at my app right now. It is, how much is it now?
One of them is like 846.
No. The Mega Million is 970.
Yeah, now it is because nobody won last night. Yeah.
Okay. So if y'all won the lottery, what are you doing with the money? Now, I told y'all, I'll go first, because I said that I would break every single one of y'all off, and I meant that from the bottom of my heart, okay?
Even the people watching? You go give away money to the people that's watching, too?
The family, the immediate family.
I'm just trying to get more viewers. So if you're watching this right now, Pam owe you some because you stand fast and true to the family. You watching this, so you got a check coming in.
Katie Dammit got a check coming. I got him.
We got seeing Cool Kev a whole wardrobe, shoes, sweat, hoodie, scarves. We got seeing him everything.
I would pay off Lord Sal, not they ain't even Salamander no more. Navient, I'm a gladly write them a check. Here you go. Like, leave me alone. Don't call me no more. I thought Joe Biden was gonna release me from this, but clearly he didn't. So here's y'all money. Do not call me no more. Okay. I would pay off my house. I wouldn't buy anything bigger because my house is just fine the way that it is. I would probably do a whole lot of upgrades. Like, I probably had the best yard, the best backyard. I would, you know, do all of that. But I would pay off my house. And I would just make sure that my parents and my immediate family, I ain't going all into the cousins, but like my sister, not even my brother, but I would make sure everybody is good. And I would make sure that my child and my grandchild are set for life. I would do a lot of investing and a lot of things that will provide them with some residual income that they can use, you know, now or whatever. So that's me. And I'm probably, I'm a buy Sheen out. Do you understand me? I'm gonna have all the fits.
Is this the uncut gem or the kickout question? I don't know what's going on.
She giving us what she gonna do with her lottery ticket.
I love that she's doing it, but you know, we like to follow a thing called the script, and I just didn't know what was going on. But to answer your question, I'm not gonna tell y'all what I'm getting, because if I win it, then you would know. I don't need everybody knowing I got money.
So you wouldn't hook us up though?
I did not say I want to go hook y'all up. I'm not going to tell you what I'm buying.
You said you wouldn't even tell us.
I wouldn't tell everybody else, Gemini. I don't want everybody knowing I got money. I would tell y'all. Y'all would know.
Okay.
Goodness. Just keep it on the low. I may have won right now. You just blew it. You ain't getting your cut. So there you go.
Cool. Kev said I was over at a liquor store in a fried chicken spot. You damn right. And we're going to do hair in the back.
And a nail salon right next to it.
Yup. B. Jones, what you doing?
All right. Well, since I actually did the assignment, I am the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to get like a bunch of those little stacks. Y'all know how the rappers have all those stacks of money. And then I'm going to lay all of those on the bed to where they every single dollar is touching each other. That's the first thing I'm doing. $50,000 on the bed. I'm laying on that. But no, I got a couple of big visions. So the first one is I want to throw a major tournament. And I'm talking about a female AAU tournament to where we're going to give every single team that's in the nation an opportunity to come to this tournament. But this is the deal. The winner of the tournament is going to get like $1 million to the AAU program, and each kid will have NIL money sitting aside for them that's going to be set up for them. And another thing I want to do is, I don't know how much this will cost me, but I want to revitalize Shreveport, Louisiana. For those of you who hadn't been to my hometown, it is dead. So what I want to do is I want to create like, I don't know, like 20 apartment complexes, and I want to make it in, you know, one way in, one way out, but I want it to be like a big community in which people could come and live and it'd be safe. And I know the world say you can have guns, but if you come through this community, you can't have guns, and you know what I'm talking about. And we're going to try to give cheap living and stuff like that. And then I'm going to open up a call center right down the Cooper Road so people have a way to get to work. They can walk literally from out of this village or catch a little trolley and go over to this building and actually work and make a living. And we're going to try to bring Shreveport back. And then, of course, I'm going to try to get in with a pro team somewhere, investing in me a pro team. And then I'm going to buy a bunch of real estate. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm trying to go broke. If y'all ever seen Brewster's Millions, y'all ever seen that movie? I'm Brewster's Millions. I'm spending on everything. I ain't the type of person that's going to sit on the money. And so I might put like 50 million aside as a rainy day fund. But outside of that, me and KT, we going to the club. I'm talking about we wilding out. We doing it all. We doing it all. Sports Life Talk gonna have a jet. We're gonna have a studio. I'm trying to tell you, instead of t-shirts, I'm gonna be giving away Teslas on this thing. I'm just telling you right now, I'm gonna be ignorant with $900 million. Because after what, we gonna get about $600 million afterwards? After all the taxes said and done? Child, please. I'm giving away Teslas and everything, man. It's going to be nuts if B. Jones win that money. You can already guarantee it. I'm going to need security because folks going to be trying to rob.
You're doing too much. Everybody, you told everybody your plan, so they know.
Right. Hey, cool, Kev. I'm gonna be like Kevin Hart on Soul Plane. I'm gonna have a whole little plane out there that we gonna be mobbing all over the world.
B. Jones, I'm going on PTO. Let me borrow the jet real quick.
Hey, we gonna do the show from the jet. We gonna be on Air Force One on that thing. We on our way to Tahiti. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I guess if you see like a white tiger walking in the background right here, then I guess you know I hit it. So I give you that.
It's on you, Manhattan.
Katie? And me, the complete opposite. I'm going to buy me a brownstone in New York and basically disappear off the face of the earth. And then, of course, I show my people some love and have a few businesses, but y'all won't know it's me that owns them.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. This is exactly why y'all won't win. It's something called manifesting power in the tongue. I'm going to buy a brownstone and just live a simple life. And I'm going to die with $643 million in my account. I met Odell. Okay. But yeah, no. I'm having Drake and J. Cole in my backyard performing. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm with you, B. Jones. I'm with you. Hey. You only live once. Okay?
Only live once. Hey, Drake. How about J. Cole? Will you perform for this million? Hey, come on, man. Come to the house this Sunday. We got a little shindig from 2 to 4. As a matter of fact, I'm shutting down Six Flags. Hey, we shutting down the whole amusement park. I don't know what y'all talking about. Somebody bless me with this money.
I'm with you, B. Jones. They can have all that modest stuff, you know. I'm with you.
I won't be modest, but I mess around and win it tomorrow. And I told you everything I done. Now people at my front door, like B. Jones saying, we're gonna need security. So,
I mean, by security, what? So, okay.
Being secure to turn on you when they know how much money you got. You gotta be careful. Y'all gonna be on a. Yeah.
Tell them, Travis. Hey, y'all gonna be driving down I-20 and y'all gonna see 17 Sports Life Talk billboards. Matter of fact, the first one gonna have Gemini face on there, the second one gonna have KD face on there, the third one gonna have KT face, the fourth one gonna have my face, then the fifth one just gonna be like, hey, come check us out Wednesday night, and then the next one gonna say 8 o'clock p.m. Like, literally all the way down the highway. All you gonna see.
We need a tour bus. We wildin'.
The tour bus gonna have a basketball goal at the back. So every time we park, we can challenge folks with some hoops. I'm telling you, this ain't gonna be nuts if I win. It's gonna be absolute nuts. Wait,
so I have a question. This is the last thing and we're gonna move on. Who's played though? Who is currently boxing tickets?
I buy them all the time, SB.
Yeah, I'm gonna start buying them now that I can do it on the app. But I got when is the next one? When are they gonna run the next one?
Friday.
It's a mega
and that's gonna be for the 977.
But then Friday. The Powerball is close to 600. So yeah, Friday. Yeah.
I'm gonna invest in the 900. I'm gonna go buy my. I'm probably gonna put like $10 worth. How many tickets gotta get with $10? Five tickets.
Five.
Count me in. I'm going Friday.
Or if you're feeling, you know, less aggressive, you can do the pick three for $500. You know what I'm saying? $500.
Nah, we ain't going 500. We're going all around.
Waste my miracle. Because if you fool around, you win that pick three, you're going to be like, dang, I just used my one miracle on a pick three. No, you play the big boy and let's win.
All right, y'all. Miss Manhattan, what you got for? Oh, wait, it's time for the Manhattan Project.
All right, so my mad question asking today is, Anthony Edwards had an amazing dunk a few days ago. So my question to y'all is this the dunk of the decade?
The decade?
Is it like 2020? It was a nasty dunk. It was a nasty dunk. But I see so many crazy dunks now. It's hard for me to separate one from the other. What Anthony Edwards did was phenomenal. But Anthony Edwards has done that, like, what? That's his third time this year dunking on somebody and making a highlight. And I mean, it's like between him, Ja, and some of these other cats, they just showing you how crazy the talent is in the NBA. So is it the dunk of the decade? I don't know. If we want to call it that, but when I think about amazing plays that stand out amongst themselves. I think of Odell Beckham catching that football, something we've never seen before. I think of who was that caught the touchdown caught the pass in the Super Bowl. I don't know why I can't think of his name right now, for the Giants.
God.
Yeah. Oh man, not Mario Manningham, the other one. God, no. I can't think of his name right now. But those are plays that I will never ever see again because it was just that freakish. To me, this dunk was not that freakish. That's what I'm trying to say. I feel like somebody else can kind of do that in the next couple of years. I'm gonna see somebody else do that same dunk, and in 5 years, that dunk gonna be routine. Like it's gonna be part of the game.
So not even like him. Like, what did he do? Dislocate his finger.
Not only did he do that, he hurt the other dudes. I mean, it was an official dunk. When you get hurt and somebody else laying on the ground holding their head, no, that is a dunk for you.
And what you say, KT? Dunk of the decade, or you're like with me?
Nah, I want a dunk of the decade. I'm gonna tell you, like, if you want to know a memorable dunk, the Vince Carter from the USA. That dunk.
Yes, when he jumped over somebody.
When he jumped over a 7-2
yes.
In the game.
We talk about that
to this day.
We won't see that again.
So that's a dunk that we'll talk about forever. This Anthony Edwards, like B. Jones said, we'll see somebody else catch a body like that. But I don't know if he's going to hurt somebody, though. The fact that this dude was holding his head and this dude's finger got dislocated, that was an awesome dunk.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to tell them people it's not dunk of the decade. Last week we talked about watching Griselda. So I think we changed our mind on watching the show, and I think we're going to do, what is it? X-Men.
No, they're not going to watch that. That was backstage talk. Don't bring that to the air. Cause you know, Gemini is not going to watch it.
She might watch it.
I'll watch it. It's
an animated series.
Okay. What's the name of it?
X-Men 97.
Wait a minute. Are you too good to watch a cartoon? I mean, what is going on?
You know, y'all know it already takes a good for me to watch a series and then it's animated.
I knew you would and B. Jones would be down. Well, we talked about it backstage.
How many episodes is it?
It just started this week.
How many?
I don't know.
He's saying it just started, so we won't know for 8 weeks or 10 weeks
How long are the episodes?
I don't know, Gemini. I wish I could answer all your questions.
Like 30 minutes, because like I can't.
Stop asking me questions. I don't know. You have to ask me after the air. Goodness, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna give you all the facts if you want me to watch something.
Okay, so Bonnie Starks is saying Halo's a good series. Are y'all interested?
Halo, no, I'm already caught up on Halo.
I'm on episode 4 of season 1 on Halo, and I love it. I love Halo. Yeah, so
that's season 2 right now. But Halo, we can do Halo. Halo is awesome.
Okay, so do y'all just want to talk about season 2, or do y'all want to do a recap of 1?
Well, you have to watch season 1.
Yeah, you got to watch season 1. But why we cancel Griselda?
Well, KD didn't watch it. I didn't watch it.
So y'all mad because I wouldn't watch something, but then you didn't watch something. Okay, no problem.
I didn't know you watched Griselda. I'm sorry.
Standard. I'm sorry.
No. Hey, also the bow was a good one. I want to check that one out. I was interested in that. There's so many good TV shows on right now. It's too many shows. But I'm on that Griselda. I'm watching Griselda whether we do it as a family or not.
We'll recap. Are you going to be done with Griselda next week?
That I can't commit to, but because I'm watching that with the missus. But I promise you, I've already watched like the first 3 episodes, so I'm on that Griselda.
All right, well, we're going to have to talk about it off air so we can be,
Bonnie Stark, we did Mr. and Mrs. Smith last week.
We already did that one.
Yeah. It's late to the game.
But what happened to the bow? Let's do the bow sounded good. Oh, I want to see that monarch. We'll put it in for vote on our IG. We'll put in for everybody a vote. We'll pick our top 5 and let everybody vote what we're going to watch and see what we come up with. But I'm in on all of these shows, all of them. Even the cartoon.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I got for the Manhattan Project.
Dang, I had a question. What was my question?
Be careful. Last week, somehow your question evolved around knowing your death, and I don't know what the hell happened live on our. so be careful with your question this week.
You know, it's been a lot going on. I am, you know, at some point, I'm going to have to tell y'all what I went through. What I went through for 11 months and how I'm currently in court testifying about it.
What?
I think we know about this, don't we?
You're not expecting a baby by a 23-year-old, are you?
Oh Lord.
He's 29.
Okay, do you know? No, I'm gonna be quiet on that one. Go ahead, Jim.
You know what? Actually, I don't even have an uncut gem. You know, life has been lifing a lot. And so it's things, but you know, sometimes I don't like to tell y'all stuff in real time. I like to tell it after, like a year later. So just know that next year around this time, this story is going to be wild. And you're going to be like, what? And I'm going to be like, yeah.
Right now, everybody in the nation got to wait a whole damn year to hear about this awesome story.
You know what? I'll make it 6 months. Katie, I do have a question for you real quick. If somebody invited you on a trip, all expenses paid, would you go? A guy? Regardless of whether you liked him or not, how you felt about him?
I don't know. I don't know. That's hard to answer.
Okay. Well, I don't have an uncut gem this week. I don't.
Would y'all like to talk about the fact that there is a 39-year-old woman that got pregnant by a 22-year-old millionaire? No, y'all want to talk about her.
We don't want to talk about her.
Am I engaged? Cool, Kev. Bye. No. I'm done with men. I'm trying to see what's up with Katie. No, I was just letting
Oh my gosh.
Now you're going to have Katie now trying to hang out with you now because now you're going to try to hit her.
That's an HR issue.
Is that fraternizing? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, me and Pam, we be having a lot of fun. I had just told her the other day we go on better dates with each other.
Actually, that's true.
It's time for the... Drive. Oh my Lord, this just turned into just uncensored. I don't know what the next conversation was gonna be. I had to get a hold of this show, B-Joes. It was spiraling out of control.
Look, y'all might in 6 months that might be the secret that we've been dating this whole time.
Oh Lord.
I went to the drop for a reason, so we can stop talking about that.
And really she's trying to pay for my trip so I could go with her. Or am I trying to pay for the trip and take her all expense paid? You never know. That's why y'all got to stay.
Y'all got to stay tuned. Y'all got to stay. You never know what might happen. All right.
So for the drop, Justin Timberlake dropped an album. And KT, I think you're the only one that's listened to it. So,
I mean, if you like Justin Timberlake, it's a combination of everything. His NSYNC days. His R&B. Got a couple of disco songs.
Do you have a favorite song on the album so far? Or a song that you really liked?
I don't remember the names of the songs. I was just like listening to it. It's not a bad album if you like Justin Timberlake. Now, if you're one of those fans like, I kind of like him, then you may not like it.
Okay. I heard you
got an album out. It's been a while, huh?
When you say NSYNC stuff, you talking about he sings with NSYNC on the album or
no? It has a similar sound. It's like different sounds.
Okay. I got you. Because I was gonna get excited if NSYNC got back together and did some tracks on that joint. That would have been kind of dope. I mean,
they are back together. They're working on something.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, hey, shout out to NSYNC. I can't wait to hear that. That sounds fun.
Did anybody watch Tiny Desk?
I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's really, really good.
Justin Timberlake Tiny Desk or NSYNC Tiny Desk? Okay.
He just did it recently. recently. So check it out.
Next week we got to do that. I'm sorry, y'all give me so many brilliant ideas. We got to talk about what was your favorite Tiny Desk performance. One of these weeks. Them things are off the chain, and I caught quite a few of them. I really enjoy those Tiny Desks. Hey, can we talk about another? I don't know when this song came out. I have no earthly idea when this song came out, but I think I shared it in the group with y'all. This new Glorilla, Glow. Yeah, have y'all heard this cut?
I heard it.
Hardest track in the game right now. Glorilla put out a certified banger. I'm not a Glorilla fan by all means, but Glow, every time I get in the car, Yeah Glow is rolling. That thing is hard. It's hard as concrete. Y'all got
she's going on tour with Megan Thee Stallion. So
hey, she worthy. I don't know if Glorilla write her own lyrics or not, but this track, it brings back that old 3-6 Mafia type vibe. It make you feel like she probably one of the best, my favorite female MC in the game right now off this track alone.
Okay.
KT.
I'm waiting on Miss Manhattan to introduce it because she always does it.
Oh, yes. Well, I just wanted to say one thing before I did. Sorry. On the Justin Timberlake CD, I was told that Paradise is a really good song. So check that one out if you don't check out the whole album. So now, KT, what you got for the Coach's Groove this week?
Now, back in the day, probably in the 80s when this song came out, but we had Violet Palmer. So you probably still play it on your cassette player, Gemini. But the group was called the Mac Band, and their song was Roses Are Red. That's the name of the song. But the next line says what?
Violets are blue.
So in honor of Violet Palmer, we're giving her, that's the Coach's Groove, Roses Are Red by the Mac Band.
Is that the song you're talking about? It's I Love You.
You.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that was the Mac Band.
Yes, the Mac Band.
Okay, cool.
All right. Cool. It's on me. It's on me. All right, here we go. So this is actually, now y'all got to remember, we've been doing this for 4 years. So we're not just putting any pair of sneakers up on the thing. We're not, like back in 2021, I think we were putting whatever shoe was coming out that Friday or that Saturday. We were putting it out there and we were talking about it. But now I'm trying to really focus in on our sneaker collections and some shoes that's going to have tremendous value. And that's when I came across the Military Blue, which is going to be released at $215. Now, this shoe will drop on May the 4th. So it's part of this whole Star Trek, May the 4th be with you, May 4th is going to release. But the Military Blue, just to give you an idea of how valuable these pair of shoes may be coming out, the 2012 version of the Military Blues are right now selling for somewhere around $1,500 to $2,400, just depending on what size you need, okay? So the resale value on this shoe is extraordinary. But on top of that, all of the militaries are claiming the Military Green, the Military Black. All these are the sneakers that I just, as I continue to progress through my collection, these are sneakers that I have to buy. So we'll take it around the family, around the room. We'll start with you, Miss Manhattan. Is you rocking or not?
No.
What?
Nope. I'm done with her. I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
She's about to lose her vote.
Ain't
no way you ain't rocking the Military Blues. Those shoes dope.
And this is like it's been out before, right? And this color
re-released. Yeah, they are, every shoe that we buying right now already came out. They ain't done. There's nothing new that's coming out when it comes to Jordans. They just selling the same sneakers. They might change the fabric up, or they may change a little bit of the colorway on it in some certain spot. But these are all re-releases. Okay, so yeah. But no, the Military Blues off the chain. This is a pair of sneakers that I wish I would have got back in the day. So I don't know where you say no. KT, we already know you a thumbs up. So we're going to let it all ride with Gemini Jones. Are we going 3-1 or are we going 2-2?
I hope Pam sides with me because
that's why she's laughing.
That's why she's on the it's pressure busting by Gemini. Don't go with your feelings. Go with your heart.
I'm gonna have to be honest with y'all on this one. Now y'all know I am a true mid one girl,
right?
But I would actually rock these.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
$215 for them, but
that's how much they run though. Those fours,
fours are some of the hottest ones.
I like those colors. That looks like something I would definitely. I'm sorry, Katie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, I don't like these. I remember when these came out back in like 05, 06. Ish, and I wasn't a fan of them then.
Yeah, they come out about once every 8 years. So you're right. Yeah, it's about probably 2003, 2004. They probably dropped
it. I vote that we rebuke her from talking anything about shoes.
Usually it's me. KD is normally the
Oh no, she don't. KD, you better than KD.
Yeah, you at least 50% Gemini. KD is probably
straight 10%. Yeah.
I'm picky about my sneakers.
She picked four sneakers last year. That was four sneakers all last year that she liked.
Well, hey, look, Miss Manhattan, were those the shoes that you cut up? Or, you know, cut up some of my shoes?
Maybe maybe there's a story.
No, those aren't it.
were those the ones when you're kicking over glasses? Did you have those on?
That's why she don't like sneakers.
It's got to be something. There's no way that you said you don't like those.
Yeah, I don't like these.
Are you are you in the gang? I mean, tell us.
it might be what it is. Yeah, we do run over here.
You Pyru over there. Yeah. All
right, y'all. It is time to go.
I'm not gonna turn the music on today because we got some good stuff to talk about. But last week we told the referees up. We talked about harsher penalties and what should happen when referees don't do the right thing. But for the sake of Violet Palmer, since we all acknowledging she's one of the dopest referees and she broke the gender barrier, my question to y'all is: what can we do to make professional referees or sports referees in professional sports more accurate, more basically more positive? What can we do to actually fix the problem? Because I swear every single game we finish, somebody's complaining about the referees as to why they lost. So what can we do to fix the officiating problem in professional sports? And we'll start with you, KT.
Do they get fined for some of their mistakes?
I'm not sure if they get fined or any accountability held. I know for a fact that they have a point system, and what happens is the better referees who have the higher points
go to
postseason. So that's the only thing I know as far as retribution or any type of accountability. But I'm pretty sure they have meetings and they have point systems, and they have to go through one-on-ones and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure they have all of that stuff set in place.
I think they should be fined if they're repeat offenders. And also, some of their games should be taken away.
So you feel like the way to fix the officiating problem is to hold the officials more accountable?
You got to hold them accountable. If you're going to hold your players accountable, you got to hold everybody in your organization accountable.
Yeah.
Because B. Jones, they have the most impact on the game besides the players, because everything they do is based off judgment. So if your judgment is off, then you cost some people games, and then you cost some people money. So we got to get in your pocket.
Well, and I think that's I'm gonna give you mine, because it sounds like y'all all on to just hold them accountable. But my thing is, why don't we talk more about officiating at an early age? We got kids who are in Pop Warner systems in football. We got kids who are playing in bitty ball and tiny leagues and tight leagues for even have a T-ball league for 4-year old to run out there and swing at a thing. They don't even have a clue what they're doing. Why don't we start having officiating camps when these kids are in the fifth grade and the sixth grade, and start exposing them to it and make it a more attractive thing? Because what typically happens is only sports fans are the ones that want to become officials, right? Whether they couldn't play anymore, they wanted to stay in shape. Why don't we start revolutionizing it to where we educating the kids at a younger age and making officiating seem more attractive? Now, what'll happen is, if you got somebody that's been officiating since they was like in the sixth grade, even if they were doing it in like little rec games, think about how good they're going to be when they get 36, right? So you're going to talk about a person with 20-something years of experience. I think the decisions will get better. And I also think you'll probably have less bias on the court. Mm-hmm. What about you, Gemini? You got any solutions?
I'm with the accountability. Maybe some I don't know, they got a little training they need to go to, you know, twice a year. I feel like, I don't know if there is one, so forgive my ignorance, but you should have to like test in, like you should. It's not like an automatic thing, like, oh, okay, like just the interview, like you have to maybe officiate a game with judges watching you. You know, and every so often, like, you know, even flight attendants have to be recertified and
You know, certain professions you have to recertify. So maybe, you know, they have to get recertified. Maybe it would eliminate and take out some of these ones that are just there, you know, making mistakes because they know that there's no consequences for it.
All right, well, let's move on to the next one. So the big dance is finally here, and everybody knows that what that means is March Madness starting tomorrow. The games will kick off, and I promise you every TV set and everybody will be watching their brackets. So I think we got a female. I put a woman's bracket out. I hadn't started the men's bracket. So if you want to play with us with the women's bracket, let us know. We can send you the link. It's an open pool for all of the Sports Life Talk family members. But do y'all have y'all brackets? And any of y'all excited about the tournaments? Ms. Manhattan, you playing a bracket this year? You watching the tournaments?
Yes. So I'm going to watch some tournaments this year. I'm going to do better than I did last year. Sorry, y'all. My dog just pulled the wire.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, well.
There he go. He in trouble. All right. Good luck to you tonight, Storm. What about you, Gemini? You playing a bracket?
Y'all know I just be eeny, meeny, miny, moe and some stuff. So, but sure.
Okay. All right. What about you, Ed Reed? Who you got, man? Who you think will win this thing?
I'm excited for the women's game.
Yeah,
we
me
have
too.
Never seen a tournament like this, B. Jones, with the competition.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go chalk, but I guarantee one of them going to flip up and get caught. But I know in the women's game, if you are doing the brackets, they say it is better to go chalk because number ones are always.
Yeah, I don't know about that this year. I got a feeling there's going to be some upsets along the way. There's going to be some sad faces here in a couple of weeks. We're going to be surprised at who gets knocked out because the problem is that, yeah, normally the number ones were so much better than everybody else, but now the number twos and the number threes are kind of right there in the same pool. I think what you're going to start seeing is the most of the teams going to make it to the Sweet 16, and then total hell going to break loose.
Yeah, did you see the bracket that Iowa's in?
Yes,
they got LSU. I think UCLA is over there. USC.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no, USC got the one seed. They and they own tournament, but they got
to
go.
They end up meeting. They're gonna have to go through each other.
Yeah, they got to play each other in the Final Four. All right, man. So this is, I saw this other day. Now y'all know I'm a big fan of the fight game. Y'all know I'm always talking about boxing and MMA. This week I came across this and I had to do this for the Sports Life Talk family. Let's talk about this new sport that's just now catching waves.
And we're started. Q Davidson immediately defends his seatbelt, but Leroy gets it unbuckled first and is now in mount. Q has his seatbelt all the way around the carotid. Leroy Davidson prides himself on fast seatbelt chokes, and it looks as if that's his plan. Oh, he's in a bad spot. Q Davidson is completely cut off from oxygen. He's got Leroy Davis in his lap in the passenger seat. And this, my friends, looks like a crime in progress. Oh, and somehow Q Davidson has removed the seatbelt from his throat and he slid a knee in to create some space here. He needs to get out from under Leroy Davis, who has got the seatbelt against his throat again. Leroy Davis, very creative, very inventive, and at Car Jitsu Championship, he calls himself the Seatbelt Assassin. Q Davidson is very wily. He's hard to submit, but it's been done, and this is the unthinkable.
Yeah.
That, without a doubt, is the dumbest I have ever seen. I see some dumb stuff. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if he was watching the scene from the other guys where they had like an orgy or something in the car. I didn't know what was going on just then. That is terrible.
They called your boy the seatbelt assassin.
The seatbelt assassin. What is the point of you got to get the seatbelt or just you just strangling somebody till they pass out?
I guess the whole
it's called
jujitsu. So it's two people in the car and they are wrestling and I guess they're trying to tap the other person out. I cannot think of any, you know, like in the Olympics, we say they was doing it back in Greece where they were running long distances to deliver mail. I can't think of how the origin of this sport came about, but the announcer killed me when he said it looks like a crime.
Yeah, that looked like some training that happens at Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Terrible, KT. Terrible.
I didn't know we were going. It was a dating site because he jumped her in his lap. I didn't know what was going on.
I don't ever want to be
see that again. I don't want.
Oh my gosh!
Because the way he jumped in his lap, I was like, "Ooh, that took me back to the 12th grade."
Oh Lord! Hey, but I can't even ride with Q Davis no more. I mean, if I'm in a car with him, I'm nervous. I got to keep a pistol in my lap. If somebody could jump on you like that, choke you out.
How do you practice? You got to have somebody you spar with. I'm just going to let you choke me until I pass out. I may not come back. Look.
KT, they two dudes sitting in the Altima going at it.
They weren't even in like a van. They were in a sedan. Like
A sedan. All right, for the last question in the pick six, I was watching The Wolf of Wall Street the other night. And my question to y'all is, since we're talking about all of these million-dollar transactions and what we would do if we had a lot of money, my question to y'all is, in The Wolf of Wall Street, this dude, y'all know Leonardo DiCaprio character, he went to Club Fed, which is a prison, but it's kind of like a prison for rich folks. So my question to y'all is, if you would get $20 million, if you would get out knowing that you got $20 million in your bank, would you go spend 36 months in Club Fed?
I'm too cute for that. No. I got to protect my shoot, B. Jones. I'm sorry. My shoot ain't worth giving up $20 million.
Your white crime guys. You can whoop them. KD, you could probably go into hands on most of them dudes.
Well, I probably could, but someone might catch me sleep. I'd be like, just knocked out. And next thing you know, no. I can't go to prison at all. I don't care about how much money. I can't do it.
You know really? What? All right, Jim, it's on you.
I would.
As for life-changing money, $20 million, you're going to cut 36 months, and with good behavior, you're probably going to get out in like 24, 28, something like that. So basically 2 years in a retreat. You know what I'm talking about? It's prison, but you're going to get decent food. You get your own bedroom.
Rufus. You're going to have probably Rufus in there. No, I'm not doing it, D.
I get it. Men are different than women. I will probably come out a lesbian. I'm not even going to lie. But it's okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, what about you, Manhattan? 36 months, $20
million. I'm doing it.
All day. I'm gonna take my chance. And as soon as I get out that thing, we having Drake and J. Cole over to the house. We throwing a party on top of all parties. All right, for this week, my yeet of the week is gonna be a super simple one. If you've been watching women's basketball, y'all know that the last avatar, the last Abunda came through this year, and her name is Juju. That's right. I want to give it to Juju. She has taken the whole game by storm. She is only a freshman. She won the AP All-American first team, the first time that has ever been done in USC history. She had 26 wins, which is the first time the women of Troy have done that since like 1993. They are number one seed in the tournament right now. She had 13 games where she scored over 30 points in that game, surpassing Caitlin Clark. She was the number two scorer. And on top of that, she scored 51 points in a game where they upset a highly ranked, like top five ranked Stanford. Oh, and by the way, she's second leading rebounder on her team, on top of scoring like 27 points per game. Pac-12 freshman, Pac-12 All-American. I mean, there's not any award that she hadn't added to her collection this year. So for being a titan, for being a monster, for being extraordinary and elite, Juju, you deserve a yeet.
All right, y'all. Well, that's going to sum up our show for tonight. We had a lot of laughs. It's been a good show. Glad you guys could join us. Shout out to Travis. Shout out to KD Damage. Shout out to Cool Kev. And I don't know if I missed anybody else in the chat. But
Bonnie Park. I don't know if you said that.
Bonnie. Can't forget about Bonnie. So thank y'all for listening live with us this evening. Make sure you tell a friend to, catch the show. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe, share, all that other good stuff. So, last minute shout outs. B. Jones, don't make it long. B. Jones, I'm going to have to give you the little 2-minute warning like at the funerals, baby.
Check my notes over here. Nah, for real. I just got two of them. Skills That Pay Bills is going down for an all-star game this Sunday. KT and I will be in the building, and it's finally up on us. We've been telling y'all all year we were going to get out there in the streets to these AAU tournaments, and our first AAU tournament is this Saturday. I think it's in Mansfield. It is called the Prime Event. They reached out to us and invited us, so trust me, you reach out to us and invite us, we get super, super excited to come out. So y'all come out to Mansfield. It's going to be an all-day tournament. And we'll be watching women's hoops. So that's all. That's my 2 minute warnings.
All right, Katie.
So I just got a text from my manager, my SLT manager, and I can't give my shout out till next week. So y'all tune in, and it's going to be a very special shout out.
All right.
We got SLT managers. What's going on? Y'all getting checks that I don't know about?
I know.
You see me pick up my phone like, I ain't got nothing. Okay. All right. KT.
Sticking to the women's game, we talked about Darnell Haney a couple of weeks ago, so it's official. He's the head coach of Georgetown's women. Okay. And shout out to Coach Chandler McCabe. She just became the head coach of Robert Morris University. She's been rocking with us since season one.
Season one. Show.
Whenever we go out to these tournaments, she's there. She shows us love. And B. Jones, she's already said she's ready for episode two. Now she's the head coach.
Fire.
All right. Awesome. Well, I would like to give a shout out because my special little lady turns two on Friday. So shout out to Rain and her birthday. I hope we don't hit them terrible twos. I'm really praying, but love you, Bug. And I guess we will see y'all next week. I need to check my schedule, see if I'm gonna be here. But
happy birthday to the little babe.
Yeah, terrible twos is coming. You can't escape those.
Just yeah, she gonna test everything she can.
Damn.
Okay. Feet on your face on this.
I was about to say, when she had her foot on your neck, that's the beginning.
Y'all see how serious her face was, too. It was like, yeah, I'm doing it. What you gonna do about it, lady? I was like, wow, okay, all right, cool. All right, peace. See y'all next week.
You already know what time it is, Sports Life Talk, and if you didn't know, you didn't set your reminder. You need to set your reminder, man. Sports Life Talk through your speakers and your headphones. Get to know the name and let your friends know. Ask who's got their game on lock, like a chain around a box. No bento, Legos in the end zone. Building on a high from the scoreboard that we're adding to. Consistent with the content on a whole different magnitude. Working front to back like a lateral pass. And the attitude matches the aptitude. That's why we're glad to do Sports Life Talk. Counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah. Sports Life Talk, counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah.